whatever story it starts to create, it's going to continue to look for more and more and more and more and more evidence. Mm. And then that's what forms like this limiting belief that will literally shape the course of your life unless you're able to identify it and call it out as a falsehood.
When we tap into our innate power and we reprogram our limiting beliefs, it is inevitable, and I mean literally inevitable, for us to elevate our success and joy internally and externally. And today, Skinny Dipping fam, I have the perfect person to talk about this subject today. She is a beautiful creative, an EFT tapping facilitator, a podcaster, a singer, an author. But beyond all the dope credentials, because you know, like, that doesn't really matter. It matters who people truly are and what they can bring through their life experiences. It is just so evident that she genuinely cares. Like, when I look at her and her platform and what she shares and the business that she's created and the creativity that she puts out there in the world, it's so evident that she genuinely wants to help people and she genuinely cares. And with that, she comes just this whole plethora of just wisdom that I cannot wait to tap into today. She definitely inspires me. I feel like it's like older sister vibes because she's also like a podcaster and I also love music. And we're both on social media, so I totally look up to her and I'm just like, wow, this is so cool that she's on, and I cannot wait for all of you to experience her light today. So Skinny Dipping fam, let's strip down and dive in. It's Haley Hoffman. Come to the mic, beautiful. Welcome.
Hi. That was such an amazing introduction.
I just think you're so great. Like, literally, I see you and I see sunshine.
Oh my gosh, that's how I feel about you. It's such a divine friendship.
No, I know. I'm so happy to finally meet you. And when it comes to everything you do around like EFT tapping, like, I've taken one of your Dream Away camps and I was going through such an intense lull, like such a stuck period. It was not a good time. I think I like signed up as a form of almost like desperation, is like, I will try
anything. Yes,
you know. Yeah. That feeling of being like, I will try anything. And like, I love that it is based in like the meridian points, and we'll get into that a little bit later, because I just was like, I feel like this is gonna work. I just like had that feeling, and immediately, like the first day, the first session I did, like I felt this entire shift. Like, I felt inspiration return to my body, and I'm sure you can relate, like as a creative, to not have inspiration, it's feels like a death.
Yes, no, it's horrible. This is so funny, I actually made a TikTok about this yesterday, but I really believe that when we're going through creative blocks, it's usually our subconscious blocking us because there's a fear of like, if I keep performing at this high rate, if I keep doing my best creative ideas, it's going to propel me into a level of success that I'm not prepared for.
Yes. No, I was literally writing about this. Like, just the other day, I was like, I have been self-sabotaging my creativity and just showing up doing the bare minimum rather than pushing myself like to the limits, because I'm like, what if it gets too big, too fast? And that limiting belief comes in. What if I can't handle it? Or I think the fear of being seen. I don't know if you've overcome that one or had struggles with that. Really? Yeah.
Tell me
about it. I'm
like,
the fear of being seen is so real. Like,
no, that's a huge one.
Like, we think it's what we want. And then it starts to happen, and then you're like, oh my God.
No, I always say, like, when I first started posting, at first it was crickets. Like, I wasn't getting any views or anything. And I was working through it in EFT sessions, and I was like, okay, I guess. I mean, there were a lot of funky fears. A lot of it was like, maybe I'm not good enough for this. Like, am I really worthy of having a large audience? But then, of course, a lot of it was like, okay, well, what are people going to think? Or like, what are people from my past going to think? Like, you think about like people from high school. I don't even know who these people are. It's just like a concept in my brain. I'm like, people from high school are going to see this. And they're like, what?
It's like the archetype, though. I feel like we make people the criticizer in our brain, even though they're not actually criticizing us. We make them the archetype of speaking through our insecurities. Like, I feel like that has happened with past ex-best friends. Like, I'll randomly just get super insecure and I'll be like, oh my God, this person who like is an ex-friend in my life, like, is really judging me, and I'll hear their voice when I'm hearing my insecurities, and I have to like pull myself back to earth and be like, I don't think they're actually thinking this. I actually don't think they're thinking about me at all.
No, honestly. Probably not. They're like over it. They've moved on. Or they're like, wow, it's so amazing what they're doing in their life. Right. Like, it's
totally
what it is in our heads. Which also reminds me of another concept in EFT, that when we're working with people from our past and when we're worried like what they think or we're thinking about them, like, if they're not in our lives anymore, the only place they exist is in our heads.
Yes.
And so it's actually a version of us.
No, exactly. It's literally our own insecurities and projections being cultivated through that person's yes. voice. It's not actually them. And no. I always have to remind myself that. I'm like, this is what I think about myself somewhere deep down. It's not the truth.
Yes.
But it's somewhere deep down. That's what I believe about myself. And that's where kind of tapping into these subconscious beliefs really come in. And I guess, like, has it always been this good for you? Because I feel like you're creating music, you're creating art, you have an amazing podcast, you have such an amazing platform, you're living in New York, you seem like you have a really good group of supportive friends. Like, to some people, they're like, that's my goddamn dream life, girl. And I guess it's like, oh, has it always been this good?
No. No. Oh my gosh. No, not at all. So I started EFT tapping specifically for like up-leveling and breaking through like feeling stuck in 2019. Mm-hmm. And back in 2019, I had just quit my job. I'd worked for a startup and I really wanted to do my own thing. So I'm like, woo, I'm going to go after this and do this. And somehow when I quit, it's like I thought I was going to have all this time to work on my own thing. And instead I had like too much time on my hands and no direction. And I was feeling really like uninspired and stuck. And so I ended up being in this super weird lull of my life, like a full limbo. And I knew I didn't like Denver, which is where I was living, but I didn't know.
And that's your hometown, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah,
so I wanted to make that clear because I feel like everyone can relate to like feeling yes. stuck in their hometown, even
totally.
If it's somewhere as dope as Denver, where like I've been to Denver and that's somewhere I'm like, that's so cool. But obviously like when it's your hometown or also when it's just not your vibe, like you're so New York mm-hmm. City, I feel like, you know,
I'm
like
so New York City. And I'd also just left for college. Mm. I did my first 2 years at CU Boulder, but then I did my last 2 years of college at Brown in Providence, Rhode Island. Mm. And so I felt like I had this whole new identity, but that I was coming back to Denver where my old identity existed because I was such a different person in high school. I wasn't like motivated yet. I was a really different person. So it felt like I was like being haunted by ghosts of my past self.
Totally.
And I think that's a huge reason I was stuck. But it also was the catalyst for some really deep healing and clearing of like the subconscious beliefs attached to that. So everything that I have now, it was like building brick by brick by unraveling all the things that I was not. And for every single thing that I have in my life now, I have a log of backstories of ways in which it was actually really hard at one time and didn't look anything like the way it does right now. And I think that's the ultimate testament to like going within and doing subconscious work, because that's the only thing I started to do differently.
The only thing.
Yeah.
Like not even like working
out
more,
eating differently.
Like
no.
It was literally fully internal subconscious work.
Completely.
Yes. I love that.
Eating gluten, but that's a totally separate issue.
That's a completely different story.
I found out I was intolerant. So that's more of like, it's still in the story because I started to feel better, but whatever.
It is the subconscious work.
Pursue your dream life. But no, seriously, because I also used to be like the most hardworking person that anyone had ever met. Like when I was in college, I was so ambitious. I worked so hard. I would like pull all-nighters all the time. And I guess I had like this idea in my head that success meant working that hard.
Yes.
And I still sometimes feel that. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I have a new goal. Okay, if I just work
really hard.
I'm
if I hustle, if I grind, if I literally grind myself into the ground, then like I'll get it I feel like I'm also like was very much so like that. And I feel like this year has been a big relief into tapping into like burnout a little bit, because when you do that for so long, to get readjusted to like internal motivation rather than the external motivation has definitely been a journey. So I also want to pick your brain about that later. But what was like the main subconscious beliefs that you began to unwire that changed everything?
For me, my big one was worthiness at first. Like it came up in every single EFT session. I felt like I wasn't worthy of any of my big dreams or goals, or I felt like my worth was tied to like how hard I worked or accomplishment-based things. Like I used to be a really egotistical person, not from a place of confidence, but because I was like always trying to prove myself. Like I wanted everybody to know that I went to an Ivy or that I gave a TED talk or whatever. And now I'm like, whatever.
You're like, it's cool, but also it's not who you are.
It was a cool experience, and it's not at all. And it doesn't like make or break a person whatsoever. So I had to really shift that, because the truth is it doesn't matter how many things you have on your resume, and I had the prettiest resume of all time. Like if you don't feel worthy, you're not going to get the opportunities, dude. Like you're just not going to. If you don't feel it within yourself, all of your life is a reflection of your relationship with yourself. Mm-hmm. And so things will keep like falling short. And I just kept feeling like for the things I really wanted for myself, they just kept falling short and I wasn't getting to where I wanted to be. Mm-hmm. And it kept showing up in all these little ways. Like I remember I really wanted to be a contributor for Forbes, honestly, so that I could say I wrote for Forbes. Like that was literally why. And I was a writer in college. And so I was like, oh, this should be really easy. And I remember the editor looked over my piece and she said it was good. And then for some reason, they basically said they weren't going to take on any new contributors. So point is, I kept getting blocked left and right on all these things that I wanted.
You were trying like different directions and nothing was really falling into place.
Nothing was.
And it kind of goes back to what you were saying before, that idea of, oh, well, if I want it, I have to work really, really hard for it. Where I feel like the mindset that both of us have learned to step into is it can be easy.
Yes.
Like it literally can be easy.
Yeah. Like every single blockage at that time was a reflection of my limiting beliefs about myself. Like even though on one hand, on a conscious level, I was like, of course I deserve this opportunity. Unconsciously, I didn't believe I did.
Totally. And I think that's what people don't understand. Like the other day I was telling my friend, she was like, okay, straight up, Kayla, I need some advice. She's like, I need the downloads. And she comes to me, she's like, why can I not find love? She's like, I just want to be a lover girl. I want to find love. And I mean, I just told her so straight. We're good friends. And I was like, dude, I was like, your dad literally left you. And that is impacting your sense of worth and what you feel like your partner would do. So you're not attracting that because you don't want to be left. I was like, you're not going to attract the love of your life right now because you haven't healed the abandonment wound that you are struggling with. And she's like, but I don't even like think about that.
You don't have to.
It's like consciously, you don't have to think about it. Subconsciously, it's impacting you. 5 minutes later, she was crying. It's just like people sometimes aren't willing to tap in until they realize, okay, it's actually like deep, 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 deep down.
You don't have
to think it consciously, like in your prefrontal cortex. Like that's not where the magic is. Like it's deep.
Which is honestly what I love about this work, because it feels like every time you start to dig deeper, you're like, oh, this makes sense. No wonder I've been so blocked. Like, it's all there. And that's why, like, as you experience in Dreamaway Camp, like in all of my sessions and what I do with clients and what I do also when I'm like in a session with a coach, are these subconscious breakthrough questions of like, what bad thing happens if you get what you're going for? Or like, what would be the reasons that you wouldn't get it? And you start to have these things come to the surface, and everything that comes to the surface as far as like a fear or a block or a limiting belief, it all connects to a memory. And sometimes we consciously remember the memory. It could be like, oh, because I got broken up with and it hurt. Or
I had this embarrassing moment.
Or like my parents said this to me. Or you might not even remember at all, but the fact that it's there means that at least unconsciously you're still storing something. But it's just where your brain processed the information in a different way. And it got stuck as a result.
And that creates resistance.
Yes, so much resistance, because it's like you have two different pieces of information, right? Like, so going back to the fear of being seen, if you really want to start posting online and being seen, but you have a part of your brain that is still holding on to this memory from like fifth grade when you gave a school presentation and the popular girls were sitting in the back of the class laughing at you.
Cries.
I feel like we can all relate to the moment like that, right?
Yes.
Like your brain can't consolidate those two pieces of information because it's like that felt threatening to my sense of belonging and therefore my sense of survival. I haven't worked through or processed those emotions. Your brain thinks that event is literally still happening.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. I know that the holidays are super overwhelming. I'm currently feeling that way as well. Also, if you have a lack of sunshine because of the weather, seasonal depression is so real, and it's so important for us to get extra help during these times, during this time of the year, because it can just be a lot. And naturally, like, we're gonna feel some sadness or some anxiety about this time of the year. So to find a bright spot in the midst of all this craziness is key. And therapy is one of the ways and one of the tools that we have to manage just everything going on. I have personally benefited so much from therapy. It's completely changed my life. And I think that the world would just be a better place if everyone went to therapy. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you have to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at literally anytime, no additional charge, which is so necessary because sometimes you got to find the right person for you. So find your bright spot in this season with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/skinnydipping today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/skinnydipping to get 10% off. Go check it out, and let's get back to the episode. Yes. And you kind of get stuck at that age, yes. right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What you do get about. Stuck at that age. Yeah. And so then it's like you're not creating content as like the 25-year-old version of you. You're creating content or trying to as like the 9-year-old version of you who still is like, oh my God, the popular girls in the back of the class are like snickering at me. Totally. So no wonder you can't access your creative resources or show it from a place of confidence. Or even if you do, what I find to be so fascinating is I really believe that like if you have a fear of being seen, you'll also have like an invisibility cloak, kind of like from Harry Potter, where like even if you're showing up and you're doing the thing and you're creating like really good content, it will get crickets. Like nothing will happen because your subconscious is like, no. Like I cannot permit that experience to come in because it doesn't feel safe to me.
Yes. And it makes so much sense. Like I just notice like whenever I clear out a block, like I'll have a crazy video go viral. Or even when I'm just like in a state of like pure unconditional love, like I'll be off my phone for literally like 72 hours because I'm just like in a state of like bliss in nature with my friends, just at that pure state of unconditional love, then a video will go viral. And it's like you don't have to do anything on the outside. It's like that inside energy that you're radiating that allows you to reach so many people, which I love. And my question for you is, so you're saying you don't have to remember like the memory or the exact reason why you have this subconscious block, this subconscious limiting belief to reprogram it, to move through it. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, because a lot of times we don't remember. So that's why we ask questions in subconscious work, like, okay, if this feeling had a shape, what shape would it be? If it had a color? Like, we're just trying to understand how the subconscious is holding on to the information, because sometimes our subconscious will protect us from information. Like maybe there was a really painful memory and so your subconscious is like, nope, we're not replaying that no matter what.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Totally.
Like, it's
makes
protecting
sense.
You. Thank you, brain.
Yes.
Thank you, brain.
Brain's so nice.
Yes, the brain is so nice. Like she protects us. She loves
us.
Always. She's our girl.
Yes. Or like for whatever other reason, it's hidden and that's okay. And the other thing is that you don't really need to know the why in order to process and move through it. In fact, I feel like the why can sometimes get you into too stuck in a certain narrative, right? Because say in the example of your friend, if the story becomes, if I love, then I'm left. And so there's a fear of abandonment. You might take on in your head that as an identity. Like I identify, I have a fear of abandonment. Okay, I have a fear of abandonment. And then you just
you're like, I have daddy issues. Yeah, I have this. Like you're exactly. like making the stories. And what we have is the memory that creates a certain belief, but then the belief creates a story.
Yeah. Well, it's all interconnected. Like I think sometimes we can find our story by what you say always happens. Like here are some common ones. I do really well. And then all of a sudden I face a block and I can't move through it. And then sometimes
claiming
this happens.
It.
Right. Or, oh, this always happens to me. You know, I have a really great first date and then I don't get a text back. If somebody keeps saying something like, this always happens to me, that's how you know you're in a story. Because it's a pattern that's continued to happen time and time again. So I think it's important to notice anytime you say that word always, this always happens to me, or if you're like in the space of no one cares or it's never gonna happen, like where you make the really big claims where it's all inclusive, that's a story. And that means the stories come from a conglomeration of past events and memories where you've come to believe this about yourself. But the really fascinating thing about the brain and about how the brain constructs experiences is, say we'll keep using this example of like being in fifth grade and giving the school presentation and someone laughing. So that experience happens. As it's happening, you're like, oh my gosh, wait, this must mean I'm like not good enough. This must mean it's not safe to be seen. This must mean that people don't like me. That is the beginning of a neural pathway. And usually these neural pathways start earlier than fifth grade, but we'll just use this for the sake of argument. So after that, because you're kind of in the energy of that experience and it's happened and you haven't processed it, your brain actually starts looking for further evidence of that new belief and starts
it's
to take it on as
for
truth.
It. Yeah. So it's paying more attention.
Paying more attention because now your brain is reflecting that experience.
And also wants to feel safe too, right?
Yes,
like it's like, this is familiar.
Why.
So familiarity equals security. So that feels safe. So I'm going to keep latching on to experiences and claiming experiences that I can understand them.
Yeah.
Because I've experienced
also,
them before.
As a self-protective mechanism, because it's like, oh my gosh, that didn't feel good. You know, you went into panic. The panic that happened in your body when that occurred feels akin to like if you're getting chased in the forest by a bear, right? So your body's like, okay, that is not safe. Like it hasn't upgraded and updated to like, no, it was just like a fifth grade science classroom. And this
but the
very
body is like,
example.
Oh my gosh, I'm going to have a panic attack right
Yes.
now.
And so it doesn't want to feel that way again. So anytime it could perceive feeling that way, it's going to attach a new chain to it. It's almost like the chain of a new memory. So then say flash forward, it's 2 weeks later, you're walking through the cafeteria and you perceive that this one one table of girls looks at you and then starts seeing something. Maybe the girl literally was like, oh, she's got a cute pair of pants on. And then they were talking about something completely different or even complimenting you. But your brain's going to be like, it's happening again. Oh my gosh, I must not be likable. Okay, whatever story it goes into, and you could take so many different stories from that, whatever story it starts to create, it's going to continue to look for more and more and more and more and more evidence. And then that's what forms like this limiting belief that will literally shape the course of your life unless you're able to identify it and call it out as a falsehood that you've like falsely misinterpreted. And sure, maybe those girls were laughing at you, but in that case, that doesn't mean anything about your worthiness. That means something about their level of insecurity or whatever. It was fifth grade, right? Like, we look back and we're like, okay, we were kids, but it felt so real in the moment. So
it really did all feel so real when
And
it just felt so intense and so
validated.
Yes,
because
seriously.
It was hard.
And I think those little moments happen, and I don't know if anyone can relate to this, but like those little moments that come up, those like small T traumas, I'm like, that's not a big deal. Other people have gone through this and this and this, and like I just minimize and minimize, but it does need that sort of validation and understanding in order to heal.
Yeah, well, because you think about like, imagine a small child comes home from school and they're feeling really sad and they're like, you know, I'm upset because I felt like these girls were laughing at me today. Would you be like, okay, well, other people have it way worse, so suck it up. Like, no, are you kidding me?
Literally, but we talk like that to ourselves.
Yes, it's literally our inner child within us, like, ouch, this still hurts. Like, why are we trying to put ourselves out there? This is scary. This is reminding me of this memory. And then it's like, shut up, that was fifth grade.
Get over it.
It's like, you're so sensitive. Like, it's so mean. And so extending ourselves that compassion and being like, okay, this is literally a part of me within me still. And it's still carrying that hurt. You know, people always say that, like, well, that was elementary school, so it doesn't matter. Well, yes, it still matters. It's still part of your experience. And in fact, like, the experiences that happen in our early life are in some ways more instrumental to our self-concept than things that happened in the past year.
Because we were so young and we weren't able to understand, we weren't able to have perspective because you have this tunnel vision when you're young. You don't have all these experiences. Everything is truth and everything feels so real.
Yes.
So what are the main limiting beliefs or blockages that you, because you work with so many people, like what are those that you commonly will see?
I mean, I think a lot of us have the worthiness one of feeling like not good enough, usually related to a past hard memory of like a rejection. I'll say a lot comes up in the area of love for sure. And there can be like parent dynamics with that, like a way that you always felt in a dynamic with one or both of your parents. The money ones are really big for sure. I always hear with money, it's like, if I have a lot of money, others will judge me or they'll think I'm like privileged or spoiled or wonder how I got it or if I was
money
scamming
is evil.
People. Yes, there's so many money ones. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. It's like one of my favorite to rewire because money in the hands of the right people will change the world. I forget who said that quote, but it's one of my favorites. And
no,
it's so
true. I love that. Yes. No, it's so true. And I feel like so many people have negative beliefs or limiting beliefs around money, and money is so about the energetics. It really is.
Like, it really is.
Money is just crazy, especially when you work for yourself. You see how much it's related to energetics, because I just notice, like, when it comes to momentum or just like my belief in myself or my joy level at the time, like my finances will be impacted even if it's not directly correlated.
Always. Yeah. It's always a reflection, which is so powerful. I'll say oftentimes people come to me because they're feeling really stuck, like something's just not moving forward. And we usually can distill it down to a core misery or a core, like, something in which somebody is not being honest with themselves about how something's not working for them, but how they're, like, continuing forth with it because they feel like it's what they have to do. Like, maybe they're miserable in their job, but they're like, oh, but I feel like I had to have this like corporate job because it's all I've worked for and it's what my parents said that I should do or have.
And if I leave, then maybe I won't have income and then I'll be poor and I'll be on the streets. Like, it can really like get
a whole
spiraling
story.
Like that.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's so many different possibilities. I'll say like the main ones are definitely like worthiness, money blocks, and then in general, any form of a block, like when people feel stuck, which is just a subconscious feeling afraid of like moving forward.
Totally.
And that's the thing, like we got into a story and then the mindset kind of overtakes us. Like, but, you know, it starts to like paint and color everything, and suddenly you feel discouraged about everything and you're in this story. Like,
totally. I feel like I get into fears of rejection. I think that's a big one that comes up for me, especially in the fear of being seen, and then also waiting for the other shoe to drop, because it's like things are getting so good, something good's really happening and it's feeling good, like everything is like falling into place, I feel in alignment, and then there's that block that comes in, that subconscious block that says, oh, but what if it's all taken away? What if you get disappointed? What if? And I think what if is also a really good indicator that we are going through those mental stories.
Totally.
If I am saying what if, typically that's me spiraling.
Totally. Because, like, none of those things are going to happen. Or, like, totally. You can handle it if it does. Or it's also good to come in with, like, a positive what if. Like, what if this actually turns out good? That's a huge one. So there's this concept in the book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, which
I love that book.
Required read of any human.
Yes, it's so good. Yes,
but it's about the upper limit problem, where we all have these ceilings. And obviously these ceilings can be increased, and subconscious work helps us do that when we up-level. Where, yeah, things hit a point where they feel a little too good. And it could be like, I'm feeling too happy. I'm suddenly making more money than ever. My relationships are all going really well. And so it's this little voice in our heads that's like, uh-oh, I better like self-sabotage before something else comes in and the other shoe drops. And I really think this is due to like a huge change in your emotional state of being. Like Joe Dispenza talks about this so much in terms of we get used to a very certain type of emotion or energy that we're in. And it's usually the one that we were in like in our household or when we were growing up. And when we start to surge above that and all of a sudden we're at like new levels of like happiness and accomplishment, it feels very uncomfortable to our bodies. I really like Andrea Crowder. She's a rapid resolution therapy specialist. And the way that she talks about it is like when you're going through these changes, and a lot of them are emotional, at first it feels like you're going into an ice cold bath, right? Like a cold plunge where you're
Which hurts. It's uncomfortable.
And your nervous system is like, oh my God. Right?
Panic.
Like, panic. But like the longer you're in there, the less cold it feels. The more you do it, the less cold it feels. Or like you get into a hot tub and at first it's really, really hot, but then you're in there longer and it feels like it's cooler and like it loses the heat. Anyways, you adjust. This to be said, the same is kind of true of our emotional circumstances. So if all of a sudden things start to go really, really, really well, at first it feels like you're getting into a cold plunge or getting into a hot tub, right? Like it's shocking, it's a change, and your body doesn't like it because now it's like, oh my God, we got to regulate. Like we're not used to all of this, and it really wants a return to normalcy because then it feels like you're back into the expected future and present.
This is really important, so we have to take a quick break in the episode. This is not an ad. This is about the Soul in Progress community, and this is an app and an online community where you can connect with other like-minded individuals, and most of them are skinny dipping listeners. We have over 450 people in the community so far, and the reason why this is so important for you to listen to right now is because we are raising the price on Thursday. It's $5 a month now, and you can keep that price forever if you get in now, but on Thursday, we're adding something new that's going to increase the value, therefore increase the price. So if you want to get in on the exclusive resources, on the book club, we're currently reading Mastery of Self. We have open live conversations that are super deep, super fun, super impactful. If you are looking for extra support on your healing journey, get in now. And also, today is the first day of our challenge. We're doing a 30-day challenge on the community. You can also check out what the challenge is on the Instagram, but I talked about it in last week's mini episode. Basically, it's a very intuitive challenge where we meet intuition and discipline, and each day you are going to do something for your mind, something for your body, something for your soul, and you choose it. You choose your own adventure from our menus that I created, or you can create your own menus if you want. So join the community so that you can join all those things, have the accountability group, and I would really love for you to be a part of it. It would just be so amazing. Shout out to everyone who has joined so far. I just love you guys so much. I love all of you. It just feels so good to be so deeply connected, and each day hundreds of people are joining and adding their amazing divine energy to the group, and I just like feel so lucky to create this space with you guys, and it's only going up from here and only getting more epic from here. So get in now before Thursday if you can, because I want you to have that deal. The link is going to be, of course, in the description, and message me or DM me on Instagram if you have any questions about it. There's a free trial so you can check it out, and I love you guys so much. Okay, let's get back to the episode. Thanks for letting me take this little quick break to let you know what we have going on, because it's just like so cool, so special, so divine. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month.
Win-win. That's code SKINNY50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinnydipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinnydipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinnydipping.
Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I want to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health, and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
When you suddenly feel really, really good and it's better than you've ever felt, all of a sudden everything feels like you're in the unknown. You have no idea what's going to happen next.
Of course. Even the unknown feels unsafe.
So unsafe. It's so important to remember that your subconscious is far more concerned with keeping you safe than making sure you're happy. Mm. It's not in the business of making you happy.
Yeah.
It doesn't need to be happy to survive. It needs to be safe to survive. So if you're miserable but you're safe, word, it's going to keep you there.
Yeah. So what's the replacement there? Like, what's the replacement belief? Because to let go of an older belief, it needs to have something else to latch on to. Is that accurate, or how does that
work? I would
work?
Actually reframe that a little.
Okay, reframe really it for me, baby. No, I want to know. Yes. I want to hear the details.
But this is like so juicy. So when we do EFT tapping, when we clear that old belief, okay, so say that you're going through a major up level right now because your business had a big launch and you brought in more money than ever before. Mm. Obviously, as it happens, it's really exciting, but you may feel levels of discomfort. Like, oh my gosh, I'm at this new level. Wow, can this really be this good? If in that moment you're able to then tap through it and clear it on your own, you're going to start coming up with new beliefs and new ways of seeing it. Mm. I see this time and time again when we're tapping in a group setting, like in Dreamaway or in Slingshot, where I'll be like, okay, how's like everybody feeling? And we'll be like, first have been tapping on something hard and everyone's like in an old story about it, but then they start seeing other solutions or other ways of looking at it. And I really see this as like the limiting belief, the fear is like a dark cloud. And as we tap, we're clearing that to let the sun back through, i.e. our connection to source and our connection to truth. Because we have the answers within us. That's why it's so important to ask yourself, like, woo! Like, yes. What would your higher self say? What would your future self say? And connect with that. And even if you're in a moment of, like, panic, it's so helpful to be like, okay, well, what would future me say about this? Because then you imagine the version of yourself who has acclimated to this new, like, territory of the finances or the up level. And our future self always has like, it's usually like humorous, it's like encouraging, like something to tell us where it's like, no, literally everything's fine. Like,
so there's no replacement because the true belief already is, it just is underneath. Yes. So as we begin to clear it away, we begin to see the actual truth rather than the story.
Which is in a form a replacement, but I think it's really important for us
to find our own
replacement in terms of like how we want to process the information as we return to the truth and as we let go of like any fear or worry. So that we're not just like trying to do this plug and play of like, oh, this is what I should rather believe. Like it's best to clear the old belief and then let the truth shine through, because the truth is always the most empowering version.
Exactly. And it's good for it to come through intuitively rather than being like, what are other people trying to tell me to implement now? I think it's way more powerful to be like, what is my inner voice? What does my inner self really want and really need and really believe? And coming from that intuitive place, I think when we begin any type of healing modality, we can get caught up in the specifics, like, and how things should be, when in reality, when we tap into the intuitive aspect of it, that's when the deepest truth comes out, rather than being like, oh, well, this person did this tapping or this healing modality and then they cleared it and now they believe this, so I should too. It's like, but what does your true self need?
Yeah,
not
like what resonates
everyone
for you.
Else thinks, you know? Because even though there is common themes throughout humanity, also it's going to be different for each person what their authentic truth is.
Absolutely. Truths are so subjective, and that can also be really empowering, like when it comes to a limiting belief you have. For whatever limiting belief you have, there's somebody out there who would hear your belief and be like, what? Like, you really believe that, right? In the same way that, like, you know, sometimes I'm working with a client or like in a slingshot session and people are sharing their beliefs and I'm like, what? Because like, to me, I have so much truth or evidence for like the opposite of what they're saying. All this to be said, it just shows that beliefs really come from our experiences and how our experiences indicate to our brains to look for more evidence of the truth that we've derived from that experience, which isn't actually truth at all.
Damn, that is like such deep snap. So how does EFT tapping like actually work? For people that don't understand it or they're new to it or they want to get into it, like how does it actually work? Why does it work? Do we know why it works?
Yeah, I'm
like,
we do.
What's the tea?
So it's rooted in Chinese medicine. So much like acupuncture, we're working with the meridian system, with meridian points. In faster EFT, we do the front of the eyebrow, side of the eye, underneath the eye, and the collarbone. And on these points, it helps us to release any energy or emotion that's coming up. So in the same way that we go to an acupuncturist, actually, I've never been to an acupuncturist because I'm scared of needles, which I still need to tap out.
But okay, tap that out, girl, because it's so powerful.
I tapped out the fear of flying. You can tap away like all fears, but I'm like, I don't want to devote the time to tap away the fear of needles. I'd rather tap away my other blocks.
Yeah, you're like,
but eventually I'll
get around to it. Only so much time
in the day. Yes, literally.
I feel like because you work with like the meridian points, it would be so powerful for you to experience the acupuncture. Like, I haven't had that much experience with it, but I deeply like twisted my ankle like maybe like 4 or 5 years ago, and I'm a dancer, and that was the only thing that saved my ankle and my body.
Wow.
But they also use it for anxiety and clearing emotional blockages, which is in direct relation to EFT
tapping.
It makes
sense, right?
So it makes sense
because it gets the energy streams going.
Yeah, so the meridian points have to do with energy, which makes sense, right? Because emotion is energy, emotion.
Okay, so then when we're doing tapping, when we're led into a certain emotion, so going back to our example of the fifth grade science project.
No, I love it. Yes. I love it because it's so relatable, and it's also just like a moment where people are like, oh, I didn't think that was a big deal, and minimizing it. But it's like, no, even that can impact your subconscious beliefs.
Yes, absolutely. So what we would do is I would guide the person into the feeling. Like, okay, go there, be there. Remember how it felt to be in that moment. Obviously, you guys should do this with like a practitioner.
Yes.
let me clarify. Yeah. I am not a counselor. Okay, but right. So if you go back into this one memory, you'd be able to feel all the fear, embarrassment, the like sense of panic. Like, you'd be able to bring that up in your body again. Or you might see a picture. Like, you might actually remember what it looked like in the room, or you might hear something. You might like hear the snickering or hear like the sound of the air conditioner or whatever. So then the question is like, okay, how much are you feeling this on a scale of 1 to 10? Then as you're led through these rounds of tapping, you're tapping to clear it. The tapping itself works wonders, but I love in faster EFT that we're also doing a lot of good brain work, where in between the rounds of tapping, we're doing what are called pattern interrupts, where instead of just focusing and being in the memory and like trying to clear the memory by staying in it, we, you know, in Slingshot and Dreamway, we'll get up and we'll do jumping jacks, or I'll have everybody like write the second line of a silly poem.
Picture you're hanging out in your favorite spot, your headphones are on, and the world around you just fades away. When you're listening to Dipsy stories, you're immersed in a vivid world where every touch, every breath, every stolen glance is felt with breathtaking intensity. I love Dipsy. It is such an empowering app. Dipsy is an app full of hundreds of short, sexy audio stories designed by women for women. It's incredibly inclusive and new content is released every single week. So in between listening to your favorite stories again and again, you can always find something new to explore. This is an amazing place to go when you need to just like unwind or relax or just spice things up with yourself or with your partner, whatever you need, they got it. So for listeners of Skinny Dipping, of course, Dipsy is offering a free trial, an extended 30-day free trial, a whole month when you go to dipsystories.com/skinnydipping. That's 30 days of full access for free. We love free things. Just go check it out because, like, why not? It's free. Go to D-I-P-S-E-A, dipsystories.com/skinnydipping for 30 days for free. Go check it out, guys, and let's get back to the episode.
Totally. Or you'll do like a little dance and you'll put like a fun song on. Like, yes, I love that.
Like, it changes the energy so much because that signals to the brain, oh, maybe this isn't something that I need to focus on anymore. Because usually, right, when we think about something that bothers us, we deliberate over it. Like, we can't stop thinking about it. Mm-hmm. But if we're tapping through it, we tap and then I move everybody's energy to something else, or you do it on your own. Like, if I'm doing it on my own, I will like watch a funny video on TikTok, or I'll get up on my own and do a jumping jack. Mm-hmm. It tells the brain like, oh, okay, now we're on to something else. And it actually helps to lessen the neural pathway, to thin it out. So it feels less relevant. Especially as during the course of that, of course, every time we're tapping, we're clearing the emotion. So then slowly or very, very quickly, because faster EFT and this stuff can clear very quickly. Mm. As you go back and you check the memory, the emotion starts to dissipate more and more. And people will say, oh, the memory feels really far away now. It doesn't feel like it's so close. Or, you know, you go back to it and for the life of you, you can't make yourself feel the same like level of discomfort you used to feel, or you see it completely differently, or a new truth comes through. All this to be said, it helps to create the space for a brand new belief system and a way of contextualizing that information. Mm. And because the emotion isn't attached, the brain's like, oh, word, this doesn't matter, right? Because there's so many things we literally don't remember that have been discarded from our brains because it was like we were at the grocery store when we were 7 and that doesn't matter.
And it doesn't feel important.
No, it doesn't feel important. Yeah. So the brain's like, okay, well, we're not going to use this to construct our experience. Like, it doesn't matter.
That totally. Was
like, you were looking at mustards in the,
yeah,
like, in the grocery store aisle when you were 7. Like, we don't need this information. Yes. We didn't determine anything.
Wait, I love that example. Yeah, so it's almost like a little like trick. You're like almost like kind of tricking your brain, which I love because a lot of like the work I love to study is to like work with the brain and work with the ego, like rather than like fighting against it. It's like, how can we work with it? How can we nurture it? And like sometimes like playing little tricks like do help a little bit. It's like, psych.
Yeah, actually. Yeah, no, seriously, because the brain's doing the very, very, very best it can, obviously. Mm. But it's, again, it's like trying to make sure you're safe. And sometimes it does that with information that we don't need in order to keep us safe at all.
Totally. So what recent breakthroughs or recent ideologies or new information has been coming to the forefront of your experience, of your research, of your work that has been really interesting to you?
So this was actually something that I did with one of my practitioners. Her name is Alyssa Cotton, and this happened yesterday. We were working through a block that I was feeling, and she was having me go and be in the block. And in the middle, she was like, how old are you?
Out of nowhere, like randomly. Yes.
Well, I hesitated at first because I was about to say 23, and I'm 27.
Wow.
And I was like, I couldn't believe it because I classify my brain as it's like always going like, you know, like I'm so on it all the time. Mm-hmm. And so the fact that I would say 23, I was like, what? Anyway, she goes, yeah, I could tell. I could tell that you're stuck in the past.
Wow.
You're stuck at age 23.
Wow.
At least with this block. Like, I don't think in general, but I pieced it together. And as I was saying at the beginning of this episode, 2019, that really hard year for me when I was super, super stuck. That's when
back
I was 23.
Back in Denver, back when you were just unhappy with life.
Yeah, that's when I was 23.
Wow.
And she's like, your like internal software basically has not upgraded to understand that you're now 27 and you're living a very, very different life. And so I'm still like, my nervous system is still kind of in age 23 when I was just like really, really stuck. And I really didn't know how to move forward.
This was after college.
After college, after I quit my job. Okay. Yeah. So rough time.
Yeah.
And so,
but
it
also
makes a
beautiful
lot of sense.
Transformational.
Yes, absolutely. Catalyst. And that's what I'm trying to integrate. Because another really interesting thing that she had me do was hold my 2019 self in my left hand and my 2023 self in my right hand. And she had me close my eyes. And she said that while I was doing that, my hands kept slowly drifting apart. when they're supposed to, if we're integrating them, bring them together.
Like the squish, yeah.
Yeah.
The squash.
And I was like, no. Goodbye. I would like to just get rid of 2019, right? Which, like, I can't do.
Yeah.
And then she's also like, think about your 2019 self. Like, she was struggling. And I'm like, yeah, go away. I didn't like you.
You're like, leave me alone.
Yeah, which is like, so no, mean. Like, I wouldn't, you know, if she was actually here, I'd be like, oh, Angel, like, you're a little stuck right now. But, like, yeah, it's going to be
things,
okay.
Things
right?
are going to get better.
Yeah, but it was such a powerful moment of, like, I love this work because there's so many aspects of it where you're like, whoa, right? And integration is a big one. Like, I really like parts work too. Mm. And the theory of that is, like, you have all these different parts of yourself that all come and, like, sit at the table, so to speak. So say that you're going through a situation in which you really want to move somewhere new. You might feel really excited. You might feel really nervous. You might feel really scared. You might feel really unsure. Those are all different parts of you that all have something to say. And a lot of times we try to repress certain parts and we're like, shut up. Like, we're doing this. I don't want to hear about your fear. Like, get over it. But that part of you has something to say and wants to be heard. And you, again, you wouldn't tell a small child, shut up.
Totally. And yet I feel like so much of our generation has been raised from a generation that they were taught,
yes,
don't have your feelings, get over it, like, suck it up. I feel like that, at least for my parents, like, that was what they experienced. And a lot of my friends' parents, like, that's what they experience, and passing that down throughout the generations too. So I feel like a lot of people in their 20s now are deeply breaking that narrative because so many of us were taught, like, don't have these emotions, suck it up, like, get over it, like, stay positive in a toxic way, like, sometimes, which
just
that's
be been, happy,
just be happy, which has been such a deep, like, blockage that honestly I'm so proud of myself because I feel like I never was okay with feeling hard feelings. Like, me 5 years ago, oh my gosh, every sadness I had just ended up bubbling up weeks later as, like, anger or upset or frustration. Like, I didn't know how to actually feel sadness and, like, sit with it and sit with the emotion. And if anyone else feels that way out there, I feel like it's so nice to know that even though it's painful at first to begin to feel those things, it's actually just the most empowering thing that I've ever experienced. It really is the pathway to liberation. Yeah. And now I feel like I can really sit with those emotions and witness them and be like, wow, okay, this is sad. I'm going to cry. I'm going to move. I'm going to call somebody. Like, you know, I'm going to move through it rather than pushing it away and just being like, suck it up.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's so powerful to sit with the emotion because I'm sure you've heard, like, emotion only needs like 17 seconds to leave your body. I think it's 17 seconds. But I actually experimented with this the other night. I was triggered about something and I let myself cry. And usually I'm like, let my subconscious break through this trigger. Which on its own, super helpful, obviously. But I was like, no, I'm just going to let myself cry.
Okay. Yes.
And I kind of let it be like my younger self crying because it felt like it was a really like inner child moment, and I literally just let myself like sob for, it was maybe a minute honestly, and afterwards I was like, whoa, I literally feel like clear, like I feel good. Like, sometimes you just literally have to let it out. Now the important thing is to make sure you don't get stuck in the emotion.
Yeah, can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know in EFT tapping, you want to kind of bring people to that emotional state, but you don't want them to get stuck there, right?
No, yeah. And with tapping, like, you shift out of it anyway, so it's, like, totally fine.
Okay,
but what tends to happen is, like, say you're going through a breakup, so you're really, really, really sad. You have to find some way to break out of that sadness. Like, you can't just stay in bed all day and feel the sadness. Like, maybe, okay, if you want to mope for, like, the first several days, word. Like,
yeah, give yourself the time.
Yeah, of course. And this is not to say, like, go start a new hobby and a new life right now and die your
But also, hobbies are great.
Of course.
We love the hobbies. Yes, they will save you.
You're supposed to have a balance of both, and it's really important to get out of the emotion. So if you're having a hard time or a hard day, going outside and going for a walk and going through like the bilateral stimulation of both of your legs walking helps you process information.
Yes. We love a good walk.
Yeah. Listening to a good podcast, seeing a friend, it just, it pulls you out so that your brain's not like sad. Okay.
Yes. And just spiraling and fixating.
Just pull yourself out of it, even for a little. Yeah. Just as long as you can. Watch a funny video, call a friend and be like, distract me and talk to me about something.
Totally.
Get outside. It's hard in the moment, but then after you do it, you feel so much better. It just helps because when we're sad or we're going through something hard, we hyper focus on it. Of course. Like,
of
the
course.
Brain's like, we have an issue. We got to focus on this.
We got to fix it.
We validate that. Yeah. But if we can zoom out and be like, okay, the sun's shining. Like, I really like the show. Let me get like, and like have fun watching the show, or let me spend a glorious amount of time making my frothy Nespresso.
Yeah.
Right. Anything that shifts it. Shifts it.
Totally. And like, for me, I've really realized flow state and getting into some sort of like dance or movement or even walking, like even in that bilateral stimulation of walking, to get into flow state in some way
always helps me solve a problem rather than thinking about the problem. Like, I'm not going to speak for everyone. This is my personal experience, but I feel like I can't think myself out of my feelings. Like, right?
I don't think,
like,
you're supposed to.
I don't think you're, like, supposed to. So when we move away from it, when we step back from it, we're able to, like, gain perspective, and actually the answers come to us. We don't have to search for
them. Yes, that's always the very, very, very best. I have this, like, creatively a lot. Like, I won't be able to figure out the next lyric in one of my songs and, like, the rhyme, and I'm like, so annoying.
The frustration.
And I will literally, like, where is sit the flow? There and think it through so many times. I'll just chat GPT for inspiration. Nothing will come, right? And then I'll be, like, in the shower thinking about my day tomorrow, and the lyric will pop in. And I'm like,
totally.
And it's, like, the most blissful experience for something to just pop in like that.
That's, like, how creativity works, too. Like, you can't force creativity. You can't force inspiration. It truly comes when you are open to receiving, and then it'll just come through. That's, like, the beauty of working with, like, lyrics and music and poetry, is because spirit and also your subconscious is speaking, like, through you. I don't know if you experience this, but when I write lyrics or write poetry, I'll actually be foreshadowing what's maybe gonna happen in 2 weeks. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I don't relate to this, like, breakup song or this, like, I hate this friend song or whatever it is, like, coming through. I'm like, this isn't happening in my life. Why is this coming through? And then, like, 2 weeks later, something will happen. And I'm like, I swear to God, the lyrics foreshadowed. Yeah. My other friend who works a lot with hypnosis and subconscious Iris Daly, she was saying, no, it literally happens all the time when you write. Like, you are foreshadowing because you actually kind of already know. Like, a part of you already knows.
Part of you, well, time is an illusion.
No, that's literally what I was thinking. Like, past, present, and future you all exist simultaneously, because it's not, like, the linear time that we experience and we see. Time is literally an illusion. Like, I posted this reel, like, last week, and it just went crazy viral. And I basically was like, what if what you want wants you to, and what I want wants me to, because future me knows that I want it. And, like, the first maybe, like, 100,000 people that, like, liked it and saw it, like, got it, because, like, it was hitting the algorithm of people who understood. But then, you know, like, as, like, a video goes more and more viral, you just, like, get in contact with people who just don't get it. Like, the girls that get it, and some people don't. And when you get to that place where, like, the audience is, like, surpassed, like, who is, like, in your community, then people are like, what do you even mean, like, future you knows, like, you're batshit crazy, like, all these things. And I'm like, do you not understand that time and space only exist in a linear way for humans? Like, future me literally can communicate to present me. It happens in meditation. Like, future me lets me know what's up.
Yes.
And it's like, sprinkle, sprinkle, I'm gonna help you out.
No, I think that's, like, such a crazy concept to first, like, wrap your head around. I actually learned this for the first time. This is so random. I learned this for the first time in my junior year of high school in my Spanish class. For some reason, my Spanish teacher was like, do you guys know, like, all time is happening at once? And I was like, what?
You're like, okay? Like, you're
literally, no comprendo. Like, what class am I in right now? Like, it was so crazy.
Once you know, you know. Once you feel it, you feel
it. Yeah, truly.
Yeah.
And going back to that too, BT dubs, that's why it's so easy to access the emotions of the past when we're going back to these past memories. And that also lends to, like, again, if you're trying to create content, but you have a memory in the past of, like, people laughing at you or feeling judged, like, your past self is still experiencing it literally at the same time. And so you have to clear it in order
to
move
back and clear it. So what was that quote that you said you've been very inspired by lately?
Oh, it's by Carl Jung. And it says, until we make the unconscious conscious, it will rule our life and we will call it fate.
Wow.
Isn't that so good?
That's crazy. Yeah,
I have a really good recommendation for everyone. I did Catherine Zinkina's Manifestation Reset as this audio program she launched.
Okay.
And she talked about that in one of the days. And I was like, oh my gosh. Again, it kind of goes back to the story thing. Like, when you have the same patterns going around and around and around in your life, when you keep getting stuck at the same level, or you keep having the same dynamics come up in relationships, no matter how much you feel like you've healed it or communicated it, like, there's something unconscious that still is left to be discovered. And I think it's so powerful to be like, we have the keys within us to change what's showing up in our reality.
Exactly.
That, like, this is not happening to me. It's happening as a result of these beliefs that I can clear and shift at any time. And I also want to emphasize, like, this work is not that hard. Like, it's actually, it sounds like, oh my God, I'm gonna have to go back and overhaul my entire
existence. It's so fun. It's so fun. Like, when I went to the Dream Away, what I loved about your work so much and the way that you presented it was how fun it was. I was like, this is great. Healing is fun. Getting into subconscious patterns and trauma is really fun in this moment, because I'm doing this little dance and I'm tapping. And also, I love when you tap that you, like, literally feel the energy in your body, in your hands. Like, you feel it working, you feel it moving, which feels affirming for sure.
Yeah, and when you go back and check it and you're like, whoa, it's less. It's like, I did that?
And like, then you randomly get an email and someone like is offering you this opportunity.
And then your external reality changes and you're like, this was so freaking satisfying.
And it
like,
works. Yes. It works. Blows my mind because it works. And it's just like, people don't know until they've experienced it themselves and the changes they've experienced.
Everyone's like, why are you sobbing on your face? And it's like, listen. When you're ready, you're going to come around to this and you're going to be open to a whole new world, baby.
I love that you emphasize, like, it doesn't have to be hard. Like, even though they're big, complicated concepts, like, the actual work itself isn't complicated. And it's supposed to be easy.
It is. And it's, like, an easy thing to clear, clear quickly. Again, like, you might feel overwhelmed hearing this. Just trust. Like, that's the other thing, too. I really believe the universe will help to guide you to certain situations in order to show you what the block is or what the trigger is. Like, if you have, like, your eyes set on a manifestation or on an up level, and then out of nowhere, this random trigger comes up, or, like, a memory from the past suddenly, like, floats to your conscious awareness, and you're like, where is this coming from?
It doesn't even add up. Like, you try to, like, reason and, like, make sense of it.
Like, where is this? It's literally your subconscious showing where you're blocked from getting to the next level, and it's happening for you. Yeah. It's like, okay, you want to get there. We can only get there if you release this old limiting belief that's literally not even true, or this old emotion that you're carrying in your body.
I love that. I also feel like for me, like, the memories do come up in tapping, but they also just come up in real life. Like, for example, the other day I was like driving home and like my car just died on the side of the highway, and I was like, and then I pull over on the side of the road and I look over and this huge fucking roach crawls out of my car. I've never seen a roach in my car. And this is all happening at once. It just clicks. And I'm like, I'm not taking care of myself. Like, I was leaving in a couple days for New York. And I was like, I'm not taking care of myself. Look at my car. Look at my room. Like, I'm just avoiding the things that I need to do. And it was like the little foreshadowing. It's okay, let's clean it up now. Just clean up everything and get organized so that when you go, you're going to be all set up for success, you know? And like, if that didn't happen, like, I think I would have kind of fucked around the rest of the day and not cleaned my room, cleaned my car, packed my bags, like, got really like stable and ready. So it's just like in those little moments where I could have like pulled over and been like, this is so shitty. It was like so hot out. Like, I'm in Hawaii and it's like midday and it's like so hot. And I'm just like, I have so much work to do before I leave. Like, I could have started spiraling. But and then I separated myself and I was like, no, this is coming up to show me something. And whenever I realize that the situations are coming up to show me what needs to be healed or what needs to be just like shifted, I'm like, OK,
it all makes sense.
It all makes sense.
Yeah, like another form of making the unconscious conscious. OK, I'll share this story really quickly from when I was 17. Kind of a similar story.
Okay.
And this is before I was into any type of this work. Okay. So I thought I was going to graduate a semester early from high school because I was not digging high school. Okay. And so I thought I was going to graduate early. It was kind of my plan. Like, I'd already talked to the counselor about it and then spend what would have been my second semester, my senior year of high school, working for a nonprofit for like female empowerment. So amazing. Love that. But TBH, the whole thing didn't really feel right. But I was really young and I didn't know when something didn't feel right, you know? Because all I was thinking was like, I just want to be over and done with high school. So I was going to get my lash extensions done, okay, and it was really far away. It was like in Longmont, which is really far from Denver, Colorado. And so on the way there, I used the map, obviously, got my lashes done. And then on my drive home, I was like, no, I know where I'm going. And I decided not to use the map. I end up getting lost in the dark. Where I got lost was so weird. It wasn't just like a highway where you can keep going straight. I was trying to get off on this exit and somehow it was this exit where anywhere I went looped me back around and I was literally stuck in like a figure eight and I had no service. So I called my mom and I was like, Mom, I don't know how to get back on the highway. Every time I try to get back on the highway, I'm going through these
looping around, literally.
Like ghost town or like this truck parking lot in the complete darkness.
Kind of creepy also.
So creepy. You're like, this is so scary. Creepy. And my mom is like looking on Find My Friends to try to see where I am. And it's like, cannot find. And so neither of us knew
where I was. You're literally just in the void.
I'm honestly getting crazy chills right now. Isn't that insane? And I was loop, 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 loop. And I was like, I'm never going to get home.
Wait, that's so scary.
Isn't that crazy?
No. Yeah. I feel like you were literally stuck in like.
I was stuck. Yes. Okay. And so as I'm doing these loop-de-loops, I'm like, this is a metaphor. Like, I'm serious. I was 17 and I was like, this is a metaphor for how I'm feeling in my life. Mm, and it was almost like after I had that realization, I spotted a gas station. And I was like, where am I? Like, I went in and asked.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, literally just go down this road. And like the Denver Zoo was down there.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, and I had just gone to the zoo. And so I all of a sudden like knew where I was.
Of course you had like just gone to the zoo too. So it made you feel like, oh, this is familiar and safe. I'm back on this path.
I had cried so hard. I had an eyelash stuck to my forehead because I just
lashes done.
No, all this but to say, next day, I go in the counselor's office and I say I'm not graduating early anymore. And my second semester of my senior year of high school was literally one of like the greatest, most expansive semesters of my entire life. Like, it gives me chills to talk about. But like, that's when I super transformed. Like, I had an amazing time. I got over a 4.0 GPA. Like, I really came into my own and all these like hard classes. Like, that semester of my high school experience now coats my entire high school experience as like
something that ended positively.
Very, very, very positively. It helped my self-concept so much. But it was like the same thing. I could have ignored that guidance, graduated
the reflection
early, yes, and then been so lost. But I was like, this has got to be a sign. I'm lost in a loop-de-loop. I have the realization, and then that's when I'm able to get home. It's like the universe was putting me in a corner, like,
think about it.
Yeah, stay there until you figure out what your intuition is saying to you, or you are not getting home tonight.
Like, literally. And the fact that all of a sudden it just like worked out as soon as you came to the realization. And I feel like that is also such a deep metaphor for what happens in real life. And I always also think about like trying to heal patterns rather than fix problems. I think whenever I'm trying to find the solution to the problem, that's where I get lost. That's where I get caught up. And when I come back to like, okay, but what's the pattern? Where's the loop-de-loop?
Yeah,
where's the literally loop-de-loop? And how can I like take that figure eight and how can I break it and send it off to a new path?
Brand new path. Back to the Denver Zoo.
And like the pattern,
you are.
Thank God. Thank God we're back at the Denver Zoo. No, but where is the loop-de-loop? And where is the pattern? Rather than like focusing and fixating on the problem, I'm like, how can I actually heal this pattern, even reroute this pattern? And even like how you said, how can we clear out the clouds so that we can see the truth that already exists before the clouds of, you know, society's expectations, our parents' expectations, certain beliefs were all pressed upon us. I love that you told that story. And it does relate because I feel like that was a reflection, even though that was a moment, it was a reflection of what was happening in your life. And that's how I felt. It was like also around the Aries full moon, and I'm an Aries. So when my car died, I was literally on my way to like a studio to record because I was like, I have like 5 hours of recording to do. I was like, I leave in 2 days. I'm going to like get my recording done. And the fact that I like, I had work, I'd been putting it off. I hadn't been packing. Everything was like messy. It was messy as fuck. Not okay. And like then the roach crawled out and I never had seen a fucking roach in my car ever. And I was like,
wow, that's like makes me want to pull my feet up from the ground right now.
See, like in Maui, there is a lot of roaches. So it's not like the craziest thing ever. But also I was like, this is an example that I'm not taking care of myself, that I am acting a mess. Yeah. I'm acting like careless. Like for me, self-love feels like caring for myself, you know? And I'm like, so that powerful. Looks like taking care of myself and like making sure that I'm set up for success so I'm not lost and stressed.
Absolutely.
I mean, so like, I love that you told that.
Self-awareness is so huge.
Yeah. And I feel like what happens is like, I'll tell a story or we'll be talking about something like this. And then people from the podcast will be like, oh my God, something exactly like that happened to me this week. Or it happened right after I listened to the podcast because now it's like coming to their forefront of their mind.
Yes.
And so I'm sure people will experience certain little situations that are reflecting. And it's like, okay, how can you see the pattern, see the intuition, see the intention for the universe showing you that?
Yeah,
you know?
And then it becomes so cool. It's not like, oh, this is happening to me.
This
it's
sucks.
Like,
yeah.
Whoa, cool.
It's like, whoa, I had
this shift this.
I had this crazy coincidence.
Yeah, now this is a great story.
Amazing. Wow. I literally am so grateful to have you on. And like, this has just been so fun. I'm so grateful.
This is seriously so fun.
Where can everybody find you?
I'm at Haley Hoffman.
It's all going to be linked below, guys.
On Instagram and TikTok.
On TikTok.
And I have a community called Dream Away where
it's
we're doing
so
all this tapping. Thanks, love. We do all this tapping every single month and it's a subscription community, but then there's also Evolve's literally so many resources. It's actually insane. Like we have got like 14 money dates where it's like tapping on money, 14 like 90 minute workshops tapping on all different types of things from like manifesting your dream home to like healing the receiving wound or feeling chosen and priority in romantic relationships. So it's
just very fun. I need that last one.
Oh my God. I've done that one literally maybe 15 times. Like I have the whole thing memorized. Like I need to post a new one.
Yes.
Yeah, I use the replays often. But it seriously shifts so much every time. Like,
because
so
I feel
powerful.
Like my partner, like, he's literally obsessed with me and loves me and, like, so much. And I'm still like, you don't care about me.
No, it's like such like, a, yeah, it's like a core wound. And it's just so powerful to shift it and feel the shift and then experience the shift in your external reality.
Wow.
Yeah.
I love that. If everyone could take one little nugget of wisdom and love and just anything that you lastly want to say before we sign off.
I feel like what I want to say is you're exactly where you need to be right now. Because I feel like if this is my first time hearing about EFT, or even if I'd heard about it a little, I'd be like, okay, I have so much to do. I have so much clearing.
So much work to
do. Yes, like, and it's not necessarily like that. Like, I hope you see this as a tool for expansion. And also really is that this podcast found you at the right time. Like, this episode found you right here, right now, at the perfect right time in your life. It means, like, some new expansion is ready to be born within you, and you're so guided and you're so held as that occurs.
Wow. I love that. Thank you, Haley.
I love you. Thank you so much. This is so fun.
Thank you.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.